brought to you by GMSDC Radio and broadcasting live from the Business Radio X studios in Atlanta, Georgia. It's time for Let's Talk Small Business with your host, Stacy Key.
Good morning and welcome to this edition of Let's Talk Small Business. I'm Stacy Key, your host, and glad that you're joining us. We're continuing our theme this month with energy efficiency, and we're very fortunate to have some phenomenal guests with us today. Three of our family members from the Georgia Power Southern Company are going to be continuing that dialogue around energy efficiency. We learned so much this month. We've got lots of tips and techniques for today, and I will tell you the big hit of the month is the smart plug. And so they may or may not talk about that today, but I'm going to wrap up with it as we end the show. And so first of all, I want to thank our sponsors, the Coca-Cola Company, the Cox Enterprise family of companies, and as always, Georgia Power, a Southern company. And so we'll be right back and we'll kick it off with our guests from Georgia Power. First, we'll hear from a commercial from our sponsors.
When you own a business, every day is perpetual motion. So what if you could stop and really look around? You'd probably see new ways to save money, starting with energy costs. And Georgia Power can help with tools and resources to enable every type of business to use energy efficiently. And we offer commercial energy efficiency programs to help reduce your bill. So today, stop and learn more and start saving money. Visit georgiapower.com/commercial savings.
We're back and we're excited about continuing that discussion around energy efficiency. And as I mentioned, we've got three exciting guests with us today. They're going to join us and continue that dialogue, and they're going to wrap it up this month. And so first of all, we've got Monica Pearson with Georgia Power. Monica, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me. I'm glad to be here.
Great. And then we have Cottrell Watts.
Good morning.
Mr. Watts, it's a pleasure to have you with us.
Thanks. Glad to be here.
And always Vicki Irwin with Georgia Power.
Good morning, everyone.
And so the three of you are going to talk to us about energy efficiency. And I think Georgia Power has had a lot of things going on. I've seen the commercials on TV. I've been into a couple of stores. I've been obviously into the Home Depot. And so everybody's buzzing about energy efficiency. And as I mentioned in the intro, we talked about this smart plug. And I bought some of the new bulbs as well. You know, I was at one of our other partners, a Kroger, and they had the bulbs. And I'm like, oh, I'm going to get the bulbs. So this energy efficiency has created a buzz this month. And so everybody's doing things, trying to get more efficient and taking care of our environment and our country. And so I want to hear about all the things that you guys have done this month, because you've been phenomenal. Vicki, I think you're going to kick us off and share with all the activities Georgia Power, I like that Georgia Power, a Southern company, has done this month.
Absolutely. First of all, I want to thank GMSDC, Stacy Key, her team, for working so diligently with our Georgia Power team of energy efficiency experts.
It's always a pleasure, you know that.
Yes, we are proud partners along with GMSDC, and we have been partnering with them for 40 years now.
40 years strong.
40 years strong. And that the strength of that partnership has added value to the small business community in the state of Georgia. And we're very proud of that relationship. And to further our relationship, we decided the month of October would be Energy Awareness and Action Month. As you know, since 1991, October has been the month of observation, where we underscore the central role that energy plays in national prosperity, security, and environmental well-being. And this month, we're partnering with Georgia Power and GMSDC. Our partnership has afforded us the opportunity to bring in our energy experts. We have hosted, this is our second radio show.
Yeah, this is the number two. The first one, we almost ran out of time. We had so much good things we were talking about. And we have the energy, we kicked it off with the energy twins.
Yes, yeah. The energy twins, Jim Early and Steve Morton, were here, and they shared a phenomenal amount of tips that small businesses can use to not only reduce their energy usage, but to save money.
Driving it to the bottom line, and that's what it's all about.
Driving that bottom line. We're continuing today with the radio show. We have two additional energy experts with us today that have great tips to share. Also, on tomorrow,
Wednesday, the 28th, we have a Lunch and Learn.
Lunch and Learn.
Come on down at GMSDC. We've got Lunch and Learn with Georgia Power, continuing the discussion and the dialogue. You can have lunch and hear more about energy efficiency and how you can drive dollars to your bottom line. So come on down.
Come on down. We'll have several experts not only talking about energy efficiency, but we're going to talk a little bit about our electric vehicle program as well.
Oh, is there any way we can get an official car for GMSDC out of this?
We'll talk about it.
Okay. Yeah, that sound. When someone said you'll talk about it, that means no. Okay. That's no. Okay. I got it.
So this month has been great, and we really appreciate the opportunity to partner with GMSDC.
Thank you so much. We've got to make this a tradition because,
yes,
you know, every October is our opportunity. And see, each year we can do something a little bit different and tweak it and, you know, refine it every single year. But it's, I tell you, you've opened our eyes about energy efficiency. And the only thing left for us is our audit. So one of the things, as we talk about what each of you do at Georgia Power, Monica, and you at Cottrell, what you do, keep in mind, we haven't done our audit yet at our office.
Okay.
And so that's one of the things left for us to do. And we're going to encourage our minority businesses to get audits as well.
Absolutely.
And we may have to figure out an audit competition, some sort of competition with an audit or something.
That sounds good.
Sounds like working right down the road.
That's
what we need to do.
Audit competition or something.
Absolutely.
Because again, the benefit is you save money.
That's right. It helps everyone.
Absolutely. So Monica, we're going to start with you. Tell us about what you do at Georgia Power.
Okay. Well, I'm Monica Pearson, not to be mistaken from the radio host. the TV broadcaster. But I come out and do audits for our commercial and industrial customers.
So you're the audit lady.
I am the actual audit lady. And they're nice gentlemen too.
But okay,
the whole team of us that work on this, and we're statewide. So we come in and take a look at how you're using your energy, what type of equipment you may have there. We make recommendations. We will leave your facility, not that day, but down the line, maybe a few weeks, we'll write a formal report.
That
will
excellent.
Actually give you the recommendations and anything that we've discussed, any questions. We also will take a look at your rates, or we'll have other partners that help us evaluate your rates to make sure you're on the best rate for how you conduct your business. So we're looking at everything. If you're looking at replacing something and you're interested how that will affect your utilities, we're the person you want to call. We want to do that for you.
Excellent. You know what? I like that. We're going to have you at GM. Now, you only do commercial, right?
I specifically only do commercial and industrial. We have another team that does residential.
Mm-hmm. So we're going to have you come down and look at GMSDC. You or the Energy Twins.
It'll come to me because I'm the one that does the nuts and bolts.
Right. I like that, nuts and bolts. But yeah, we really need to get, because you know, we've got two locations, and so we get obviously have
okay
both locations. We really need
well,
to do
we
it.
We would love to do that. We have 15 people on our team, so if it's not me, it would be someone like me.
Okay. Now, Cottrell, tell me now, let's talk about, you've been at Georgia Power for a little while as well, and tell me about what your role is there.
Thank you. First of all, thanks again for having me. Glad to be here. I've been with Southern Company 25 years.
Oh, my.
I started at Mississippi Power in 1990.
Just a baby at that time.
I was. So I came to Georgia Power in 1994, and I've been in the sales organization the entire 21 years. And over the past 21 years, I've served in various roles in field sales, key account sales, staff analyst, all kinds of different areas of the company. And right. Today, I serve as a project manager for the small business type markets.
We got a lot of small businesses. We need you in our market.
Yes, thanks.
Absolutely. And so, and Vicki, if we know you, everyone knows you at the GMSDC family, but some of our listeners may not know the valuable role you play at Georgia Power and what an asset you are to, you're really part of the GMSDC team, your family.
Yes.
And so take a minute and talk about what, you know, your role in the supplier diversity realm.
My role is the project manager for supplier diversity and development. I work with a team of six. Our manager is Ken Compton. We have Glenda Stinson, Barbette Hill, Deb Mackins, and Crystal King that also support small and diverse businesses. We look for opportunities for the small and diverse community. So if you have a small business and you believe that you have a product or service that will add value to Georgia Power's supply chain, you want to connect with us.
I will tell you, for our listeners, Georgia Power is big and bad. They have got a phenomenal program. They have a great team. They're just a pleasure to work with. So if you've got products and services and you think you might have a fit, you can add value to Georgia Power. You need to get certified, get connected with GMSDC, and get in front of Georgia Power, a Southern company. So, energy efficiency. So tell me about programs, because, you know, we were talking about this smart plug, and that's the buzz. But I know you guys have had programs as well, because I, you know, they were talking about appliances. And say, I'm thinking about redoing the kitchen.
Right.
And so I know they, you know, you can get rebates, you can get things, you can get stuff. So talk to me about all the programs you have to support this energy efficiency. Any particular program you guys want to start
with?
Well,
I guess I'll start with my product. It's energydirect.com.
Okay.
And Energy Direct is a website that you go to, and you're, if you have an internet connection, then you can access the energydirect.com website. It's a site for business customers, commercial or industrial accounts are loaded. It's free for your to create a profile, and all you need is a copy of your power bill that has your 10-digit account number and your web access code. Those two pieces of information allow you to add your particular billing history and account to your profile for viewing at any internet connection. I want to talk about two types of services that we have with your subscription. One is the free service, and I'll tell you what you get with the free service, mm-hmm. and I'll talk about at least one of the pay packages that you qualify for. So for free, mm-hmm. you're able to see your monthly energy usage, such as your electric service total that you pay.
I've seen that online. I've seen it
kilowatt
online.
Kilowatt hours,
yes.
peak demand, KW
monitoring
billing
that.
Demand. Yes,
monitoring
for businesses.
Turn those lights off.
Exactly. And with the start and stop date range, you can view 12 months, 13 yep. months, 18 yep. months, 24 months of billing history, or as well as the previous year. So that data allows you to see usage trends as a business owner, and having those trends help you take action in order to save money and energy. You, as I mentioned, you're also able to see your monthly bill image as a PDF hyperlink. And so you're able to download this information to your hard drive and review at your leisure. And then you may want to go ahead and begin doing that, because each month you're able to see current month plus 2 months. So therefore, if you want to save files before they drop off in a month or two, then you need to go ahead and download that to your hard drive. Mm-hmm. And you're able to see that bill before it comes through the U.S. mail.
Now, let me ask you a question. Now, you said online, I can see, you said trends, which means, if I'm not mistaken, I could see a full year with the bars or something.
Yes, bar charts you can see.
Okay.
You can turn it into a line graph, or you can turn it into an area graph. Those views are available for you. And then you can take that usage and see if you use so much on the weekday and you use less on the weekends.
I can, when I look at, I don't see that. I see just a month. But then I can take it more granular and look at when I'm using the most. Oh.
Most.
Yes.
When you're using the least.
Oh, that's.
And then,
oh,
yes.
So how do, okay. Now you've opened up, you've opened it up now.
Right.
So now online, right now, free.
For free.
Every Georgia Power customer can go see not only your monthly usage for the last 12 months, because it's a chart.
Yes.
You can you click on it or drill into it?
Yes.
And it tells you when you're using the most electricity. So it could be, say, Saturdays from 9 to 5 when everybody's home, or Saturday night, or you can say during the week you're not using. It shows you that?
Yes.
Oh!
And if you see your bill and you don't like it, then you look back at those trends and you say, okay, here's where I use the most. Next time, I want to turn lights off. I want to do something differently. And that way, the following month, you'll see a difference in that same usage block. And you say, oh, I saved money.
Oh, my. I don't think people know that. Nobody knows you can do that.
Yes.
I've been a Georgia Power company. I was a Mississippi Power company. I didn't know you can do that.
And this site is for business customers. And again, you log on with energydirect.com. And you'll see the screen on how you get there.
Okay, you want to say that website again.
Okay, www.energydirect, which is ENERGYDIRECT, which is energydirect.com.
Okay, because that's just business customers.
Business customers, of course, if you're a residential customer, you can do that through the GeorgiaPower.com residential site as well.
They both, oh, Mike, you know what? Oh, that's good. That's a good tip. That's a great tip. That's a tip of the month. That's a tip of the week.
It is, because many of our small business customers are also our residential
customers.
That's
exactly that's correct.
Right. And so it's a different site for your residential home than it is for this business site. So this is the business site for those of you who may have.
Excellent. And we business. And actually, I have a small business as well.
Yes.
And it's Brewster's Ice Cream. And so we pay Georgia Power.
Yes.
And right. so now I can also,
yes.
And I mentioned I was going to talk about one of the pay packages. So I talked about the free package. Now, at the first level of pay package is Standard Plus. The free package is standard, but then the Standard Plus is the first package offering. It's $30 a month. And here's the value added benefits that turn on right away.
Okay.
You're now able to not only print, but you can now download, export to Excel. You can email your data to others. You can alert yourself to usage triggers such as dollar amount or kilowatt hour usage. You can set up your own unique metrics such as dollars per unit, cents per unit, kilowatt hour per unit, those kinds of things. And you can even put your square footage parameters in there so you can create square foot analysis results in a tablet format.
Oh, my.
And finally, if you're adding one or more accounts, you can create a portfolio view and track them in a portfolio. On the billing screen, you will now be able to see, for instance, if you put five accounts into a portfolio, on the billing information view, you will now see a roll-up sum total of those five accounts. And as you might imagine, that saves you time from having to download each account individually and then using the formulas to add those totals together. This portfolio view allows you to see roll-up usage all at once.
Excellent. I don't think anybody knows, many people know you can do this. This is phenomenal.
Yes.
Because now I can take proactive measures to reduce my energy consumption.
Yes.
Yes, I'm thinking about especially those small businesses that maybe have warehousing or distribution centers. Mm-hmm. This would definitely be a great tool for them to use so they could see. I heard you say energy per square foot, kilowatt hours, dollars, and that would definitely help small business control their costs.
Absolutely. Yeah. You can look at this and come up with a strategy. I want to reduce my consumption by 10%, and this is how we're going to do it. Get the team involved, and then for GMSDC. And if we make the goal, we all celebrate.
Yes.
That's exactly what we can do.
And it's a great couple with the energy efficiency changes that you make. If you change out your lighting or your HVAC equipment, then the Energy Direct tool will now help you validate those changes and show your decreased usage.
Excellent. So let me ask this question, because, again, I mentioned that I bought some of the new bulbs, which are more energy efficient.
Yes.
And so in an office environment, we have these fluorescent lights. Mm-hmm. Do they have are those the new bulbs in those as well? Because we have a partner, GE Energy, mm-hmm. is our partner as well. So we're very fortunate. And thank you, GE Energy, if you're listening today, for the bulbs, all the bulbs that we have in the office. We appreciate you. And so are they moving those kinds? Because most offices have that kind of lighting.
That's right. And that kind of falls into my area.
Okay, great.
It was a great segue. Right now, what you're pointing to are the linear fluorescent lamps.
Yes.
And there are different types of those. They've started at T12s and they've gone down to T8s to T5s. And now we're actually starting to see linear lamps that are LED, which looks very similar, but they actually have the diodes in them and they're very, very efficient. So lighting is one of those mini packages that we look at when we go do our energy audits. A lot of commercial businesses do have the fluorescent tubes.
Yep.
And, you know, they're very efficient still. You know, they're still
They're
still great package. T8s or T5s, they can be used with programmable thermostats or occupancy sensors.
And that's the other thing I'm going to talk about, the programmable. Because in most commercial environments, you don't have the programmable thermostats.
We need those.
And so you can retrofit.
Yes.
Because I know we don't have a programmable.
Right. That's when I come in to do an energy audit, I'm looking at how you're using your energy, what type of equipment you have in your facility, and then I'm going to suggest things. Everyone doesn't have the money to maybe replace equipment right away.
You don't want to replace the HVAC.
Lighting you can do pretty quickly, and with rebates that we offer, that helps to bring that cost down.
Right.
Same with HVAC and many other products that we look at while we're there. But HVAC, like you mentioned, that's one of those high dollar items. So
absolutely.
We understand that that may be something you change once it fails, and we totally understand that. So then we're going to move towards behavioral things, such as you've mentioned, some Cartrell's mentioned as well several times. Turn the lights off when you're not in the space. If you're not going to do that manually, automate it by putting in occupancy sensors. There's thermostats that look at not only HVAC, but also lighting.
So you said there's what that looks at lighting?
There are thermostats out there that will recognize when there's someone in the space. So it will adjust your temperature for your your HVAC.
Oh, my.
And your lights. So to look at both, it automates it all the way. So you could go from just the simplest occupancy sensor to a programmable thermostat, even up to energy management systems that manage tall buildings, high-rise facilities, and that type of thing. And that's the kind of things that we look at and we recommend. We're going to help evaluate them to see how much it would save you. If you put this light in, we're going to say this is how much you'll save annually. If you put this sensor in, this is how much you'll save. And we'll just work with you to try to find the best option for you. So if it's a behavioral thing, or if it's equipment replacement, HVAC, lighting, for some of our industrial customers, maybe compressed air, motor loads. We look at anything that uses electrical, any kind of energy usage. We're going to look at that.
And so you mentioned behavior.
Yes.
Because, assuming, in an office environment, you've got the lighting.
Yes.
You've done the HVAC. Mm-hmm. You've checked it out. You've got the programmable thermostat, and I want to come back to that.
Okay.
You've got the sensors that say no one's in the bathroom, because one of our problems, I will tell you, we've got a sensor on one, but not a sensor on another.
Right.
So the light stays on.
Right.
You got to have sensors. We're going to talk about sensors as well.
Right.
And so I've done those things. Talk to me about the behavior of the individuals in the office that help support that, because that's part of it as well.
It is. And I say this in my reports all the time, because you'll have customers that feel that the tenants that's in the facility are turning lights off when they walk out of a space, especially at the end of the day when people leave to go home and they think the lights are off, and you ride by at nighttime and the whole building is lit up like a Christmas tree. It's like, you're not really turning your lights off, and you don't know. And they honestly don't know. And you can look at your bill, as Cartrell mentioned, and look at that usage. And my team can look at energy consumption and can determine sometimes if they really are turning things off when they're not there, and they just don't realize. It may just be that they don't realize that. So we try to mention, if you make sure you have your lights off and have your thermostats down when you're not there, that's going to be the biggest energy savings you can get. I mean, there are incremental savings you can gather during the day. So when you go out for lunch or you have a meeting, then you want to turn the lights off then too.
Eating in the dark.
A lot of people do eat in the dark, and hey, there's nothing wrong with that. Open up a window if you can get some of that natural light.
That's a big difference. That's vitamin D.
Kind of benefits. Yeah. Absolutely. So we try to encourage that. We're looking at photocells, sensors, time clocks. There's a wealth of information out there, all types of technologies that could be used to automate these things. Mm-hmm. Now, if you happen to be one of those customers that actually does turn your light off or your thermostat's down, and you actually are doing it, then the sensors won't add any additional savings because you're already doing it. Mm-hmm. But it certainly helps to make it more of an automated process. I've gone into many places where people have the sensors, but they still have the lights off manual. They have the switch physically turned off. So even the sensor won't work because they've turned it off.
Oh, that's right. You've got to have the switch on for the sensor to
work. That's right. It's just a double measure. They're just really efficient. And I'm seeing more and more customers are interested in doing that. And we applaud that. That's the kind of thing we are evaluating and giving you some savings opportunities on. And then with the rebate, which Steve Morton mentioned the last time he was here, mm-hmm. there are rebate offerings that help support this, to help pay for those sensors, help pay for some of that equipment. So it reduces your payback quite a bit.
I also want to add a little bit, one more thing to you mentioned about behavior, and this is around friendly competition. There are some businesses, like a school system, they'll get the bill, then they'll have friendly competitions where people will own certain parts of their areas, and the goal is to see who can turn off the light. Sometimes it takes monitors or those kinds of things, but those who remember to shut things off and reduce energy at the end of the competition, they come to the table with how many kilowatt hours or how much demand they've saved, because it's a friendly competition where they're monitoring their areas and they're turning things off and they're jotting it down. They're getting back together. And then they're looking at the results and then they're assigning the winner.
I like that I like that competitiveness. I like it. You tend to get some results with that.
Yeah.
Right.
So gets everybody involved, because somebody may not know that the effect of turning a light is this many kilowatt hours. So if you calculate, okay, this light is 50 watts and I've been off 2 hours, 50 times 2 hours is 50 times two, that's kilowatt hours, as an example of how those kind of calculations can be done. And then you just use that and you track that. You turn that in at the end of the competition and then you see who saved the most.
Got it. Great idea. I think it's an excellent idea. And the thing when I think about these audits in the small businesses, is there typically a range of savings you see? Because I'm thinking, I'm thinking just at GMSDC. Again, 10% of our, if we save 10%, I don't know is it realistic to think 10% a month, 10% a year? What?
Yes, that's realistic, absolutely. And again, that kind of depends on how much you're able to invest into your facility. But that is a very realistic assumption. You know, a lot of our customers kind of look at payback as well as a measure, and they want something that's going to have quick payback.
One year,
at the most 2 years. So we take all that into account. Usually that's more headed towards lighting, because lighting has that quicker payback.
And the thermostat control things have that quick.
They do, because they're not very expensive.
They're not. The sensors and the thermostats, all things you can do.
Absolutely.
And really have some efficiency there.
That's right. Absolutely.
Wow. I'm excited. I think we need, first of all, I want to request that we schedule a GMSDC.
Well, we can do that.
And audit, and maybe that can happen tomorrow.
That's true.
Because we want to take pictures. I really want to take a little video as we're doing it and put it up on our YouTube channel.
Okay.
That would be great, I think, for us.
Okay.
And then actually show our small businesses, because we're a small business in some ways, mm-hmm. to show them what we save this is what we implemented, and this is what drove to our bottom line. So this is additional resources
and
that we now have available.
Absolutely. Oh. Just let us know when you're ready.
And another thing I'd like for Monica to talk about, maybe, and Cartrell as well. Georgia Power has invested in a customer resource center.
Oh, that's right.
Oh, wow. What is that?
And the customer resource center, Stacey, this is a project we probably will do next year for energy awareness, but I'm going to let Monica and Cartrell share
with you the customer resource center.
It is a wonderful facility up in Dunwoody. My manager, who was here last couple of weeks ago, Jim Early, is one of the people that work out there and that run that facility. And it's welcoming for any customer, residential as well as commercial. Anybody can come out and take a look at all these wonderful technologies, from commercial cooking, lighting technologies, HVAC equipment. Industrial customers can come out and test their different products it's the place where you can put your hands on things and
actually feel it. Nobody knows that this exists.
It's right there off of 280, the top end of 285 in Dunwoody.
So is this strictly for commercial though, right?
No, any customer can come out there. Electric vehicles, residential.
So a residential customer would see thermostats and those kinds of things?
Electric fireplaces.
Yes.
Lighting.
Oh, yeah. You have to see that kitchen.
Insulation.
And so, Vicki, I'm going to ask, can we do a tour of that facility?
Absolutely.
Let's plan on a tour. We'll have a bus tour to go see that facility out at Georgia. Because I think our business owners need to see that.
All the time. So just let us know. We'll get you set up.
And what I liked about the tour, I went there with Jim, and even the kitchen. Commercial kitchen, as well as residential kitchen, all of the latest trends.
And
even down to, if you have a warehouse or a distribution center, the electric forklifts, and to understand why they are valuable, not only for saving energy, but protecting the air quality.
That's right.
And also the price is right. We talked about Energy Direct, the audits. We talked about the Customer Resource Center. All these items are free.
Take
advantage of.
Let's emphasize that.
Okay. We are wrapping up. We're out of time. We need more time. We've got to continue the discussion with Georgia Power. We've got to schedule the trip. We've got to do some things.
Absolutely.
Monica and Katrina, I want to thank you both for coming and joining us. parting words quickly that you would give to our small business owners, because you've got some good stuff going on between the audits and the resource center and the Energy Direct program. What quick parting words do you have for us?
My main point would be just to look at your behaviors and tackle those first. See what you can do to reduce your energy that way. And then after that, start moving into the equipment. Call us. We'll be more than happy to come out and help you look at those.
Excellent. Cottrell?
Energy Direct. Also, there's the business website, the georgiapower.com/business. There's a place there for you to sign up for Business Energy Connection newsletter. And all you need is your name and your email address. And you can click the button. You'll start receiving updates from us quarterly about things that affect your business.
Excellent. And Vicki, quickly from you.
I just want to say thank you. And the Supplier Diversity and Development team is always looking to connect with small businesses and add value to our supply chain.
I want to thank the three of you for joining us today. Thank you for this edition of Let's Talk Small Business. We'll catch you next time on Let's Talk Small Business. Take care.